Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.
This is the Open Airs Project. It's day 15.
I can picture how I was feeling, where I was mentally driving on I-35 in Texas. It's a hot weekend day, probably in June. And either the week before or in the days coming, I will have played taps or I'm going to play taps. It's the soldier's final bugle call. And I'm going to see the soldiers on post that were friends with these fallen soldiers. And I'm going to see their family and their friends. And then life's just going to keep going. That happens. And then you keep moving on because we all have a job to do. My name is Joe Young. I'm a musician, soldier in the U.S. Army Reserve. The piece I've chosen is Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians. In high school, apparently everyone else knew that the military had bands. I had never heard of such a thing. I said, well, that sounds like a great way to serve and do something that I feel comfortable with and I'm good at. I was stationed in Texas, and in my time there, I kind of went through a depressive state and didn't have as great a time in the Army as I had hoped. And for me at the time, I was a bit lost with what I wanted to do with my life. I was away from home and I was trying to figure out who I was, who my friends were. Wondering if I was ever going to find a partner in life. And that coupled with seeing, or rather not seeing, folks who didn't come back from deployment kind of took a toll on me for sure. And at some point, I needed something new. And so I went for new music. I sort of just blindly put my hand in the bin and pulled out whatever I grabbed. And one of the pieces was Steve Reich's Music for 18 Musicians. And unlike New York, the great thing about Texas is you can drive for hours at a time. So I would take this music I didn't know, put it in my CD player, and drive. And from the second I heard Music for 18 Musicians, I was instantly like, what is happening? What's going on? 10 minutes go by and 20 minutes go by, and it was unlike anything I had really ever listened to, and it just took my total concentration. And I don't know if that sounds weird, but it gave me a rush of energy and sort of therefore made me more confident at a time when I wasn't really feeling that confident. Best way I can explain it is when you're driving and the trees next to you on the highway are moving very quickly, but the foreground, the buildings way in the back, are moving very slowly, but it's all moving at the same speed. Emotionally, it's just this beautiful, calming space to live in. Not only did it change how I listened to music, it absolutely changed how I listened to people.
Joe Young choosing the music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich, which you can hear in full in just a moment. We are halfway through our first season of the Open Ears Project. If you want to delve a little deeper into what we're doing, we would love you to join our community. You can find all of our episodes and our growing playlist on openearsproject.org. You can get in touch with us on social media using the hashtag Open Ears Project. You can send us an email, hello@openearsproject.org, and tell us what music gets you through your life. Thanks for being with us. I'll see you tomorrow.
If you love reading fiction, then I've got something fun to share with you. It's called Book of the Month. Open Ears is supported by Book of the Month, which is a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. At the beginning of each month, they feature 5 to 7 new and early release titles for you to choose from. The one you pick is delivered to your door in a bright blue box. Now, if you prefer audiobooks, they've got those too. Book of the Month focuses on selections from new and upcoming authors, so it's the easiest way to find great new reads that you may not have discovered on your own. This month, you can get your first book for just $5. I'm about to dive into Darling Girls. This was one of Book of the Month's April picks. It was written by Sally Hepworth. The story follows Jessica, Nora, and Alicia, who are rescued from family tragedies and given an elusive second chance at a happy family life. Want to find out more? Visit bookofthemonth.com. You can get your first book for just $5 with the code PASTEL, that's PASTEL, to get your first book for $5 at Book of the Month. Thank you. Open Airs is supported by Book of the Month, a subscription dedicated to helping readers find books they'll love. Book of the Month's editorial team curates 5 to 7 of the best new releases in fiction each month. Then you can choose your favorite to be delivered to your door. Shipping is always free. Get your first Book of the Month for $5 by visiting bookofthemonth.com.